The Red Carpet by Jill Bodonsky from A Muse's Daydream. Hi, I'm broadcasting from inside my closet. The acoustics are excellent in here. Listen to this. I usually sing off key, but when I'm in here, it actually sounds pretty good. But that's not why I'm here. I occasionally like to look through the things I've accumulated over the years, like this scarf I forgot I had. It has big purple polka dots on a black background. Wearing it makes me stand with better posture. It has the power to make immediate gratification less tempting and makes me impartial to how piles of clothes have congregated mysteriously on the floor. Over here is one of the many dresses I've ordered on impulse because its image popped up on the internet based on online predictive digital analytics detecting my misguided interest in clothes with floral designs, spaghetti straps that are inappropriately too young for my age. I ordered the dress. I've never worn it. The material wasn't what I thought it was, and really it is inappropriately too young looking for my age, and that's okay. Over here is a tool belt I wore in my one-woman show back in 1997. One of the characters was a TV repair beat poet, and keeping it in the closet keeps the static out of my socks. But that's not why I'm here either. I'm in here to get out my red carpet. Walking down a red carpet, even if it's placed among the piles of mysterious clothes, gives me a feeling of accomplishment and confidence. Confidence powers the creative process. A little more self-assurance will help me move through the doubts and distractions I have about making progress with my next book. The creative process is not always easy, but acting as if I have confidence gives me the feeling of, you can do this. I'm going to walk on the red carpet toward the entrance of the 14th Annual Academy Acting As If Awards. I have been nominated for an award in the category of Acting As If I Know What I'm Doing. As if I'm actually on a roll writing my next book. So it's fitting to roll out my red carpet. I step out of the closet to activate this daydream. I'm hoping you'll help too. So let's take a deep breath in. And as we breathe out, the carpet will unroll. Oops. Didn't quite unroll all the way. Work with me here, people. Let's take another breath in. And out. There we go. I was wondering where the cat was. The carpet rolls out in the deepest, richest reds you can imagine. Rubies, real rubies, are centers of floral patterns woven in the golden thread along the edge. And there's little cat hair strewn throughout. As I step onto the carpet with my bare feet, I feel its soft and velvety surface. There's a feeling of anticipation in the air. The smell of Chanel No. 5. And all of a sudden, a crowd gathers on each side of the carpet. Paparazzis are snapping pictures of me. They can be annoying, but it's okay today because they're in sync with this occasion. I'm walking a little sideways because there's really only one side of my face that is somewhat photogenic. I stop to expose one of my legs slightly in front of the other, showing out of my bathrobe, and sport a pouty look on my face, which evidently is a bit comical. Probably not age-appropriate as well. I'll just act as if it is. I'm also acting as if I'm already where I'd like to be with my book. And this is a uniquely empowering feeling. Lined up on each side of the carpet are people who have always believed in me. There's also neighbors I thought didn't like me because I complain a lot about their noise. A fan club wearing mouse ears, a peacock, a parrot, and a poodle, all cheering me on because this is a daydream, so why not? I wave, acting as if I am confident that I deserve this. A little healthy, delusional daydreaming has assisted the most celebrated writer, comedian, artist, and musician in staying with their craft and convincing others that they're good. So I'm here for the ride to see where this daydream delusion can take me as well. Excuse me. I need to sign some autographs and pose with some fans winning selfies. Or essays.
Hi, this is Trent Darnoff coming to you from the red carpet, and here come some celebrities. There she is. Jill Bodonsky is arriving on the carpet. Jill, tell us who you're wearing.
Oh, hi, Trent. I'm wearing L.L. Bean.
That is a fabulous Scotch plaid flannel robe that is so flattering to your figure.
Thank you.
The level of success, the progress of your book is taking on is mind-boggling. How does it feel?
Sometimes it doesn't feel real, but, you know, hard work, yada, yada.
Yes. And how did you get this most impressive level of progress?
Very supportive, tall people in my life.
Uh-huh. What do you think is most important part of the work you've done so far?
I would have to say it's probably the illustration of the lighthouse with the humorously profound text that goes along with it.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. That's because I just thought of it. Thanks for that question, Trent, because now all I want to do is get this new idea rolling. I gotta go. Limousine, take me to my closet.
Wow, an unprecedented move by a red carpet nominee, indeed. Well, speaking for the make-believe multitudes, can't wait.
Thanks, darling. Ta-ta. The limousine drops me off in my closet. I roll up the carpet, put on the black and purple polka dot scarf, sit with good posture at my kitchen table, indifferent to the clothes on the floor, pet the cat, and write this. The reward for acting as if you know what you're doing doesn't have to come in the shape of a gold figure on a pedestal and your picture on the cover of a magazine. The reward is stoking confidence. Because the funny thing is, acting as if we have confidence is a lot like having confidence. And confidence gives us freedom to take risks, believe in ourselves, stay the course. Even if staying the course means running home from an awards ceremony to work on our creative passion. You might want to check your closet. There's some confidence in there, ready for you to roll it out. And if there's not, just act as if there is. Ignore the cat hair. The part of Trent was played by Robin Brisbois. The concepts in these and every episode of Amuse's Daydream are ones that are taught in Kaizen News Creative Coaching Certification Training. They're also taught in my workshops and retreats, and you can find those in the show notes. Be kind to yourself. Stay safe.